Thank you for tuning in to the best parenting show on the internet, Post Daily Dose.
Hey, Facebook family, welcome to another episode of Post Daily Dose with me, your trusted parenting advisor, faithful guide, and servant on the healing journey. What's my name? Big Papa Brian Post. I hope everyone's had a fantastic Tuesday. I'm going to be getting on the road tomorrow, kind of already on the road today, but I'll be coming to you from Grand Junction tomorrow. Be sure to tune in around noon Central Standard Time, because I'll be at Keelan Coffee in Grand Junction, Colorado. It's on Main Street, visiting with a few parents. And if no parents are there to visit with Big Papa will just visit with you, and we'll have some coffee together. So I had a little text exchange with one of my Lovolution members today, and she was really struggling with a scenario with her little person. Her little person is 4 years old, and so she actually shot me a little video clip. Hey, Ashley. Hola. Buenas tardes. I always get that a little confused, because it's not buenas noches unless it's nighttime. So buenas tardes, theoretically, technically. So she's having a little trouble with him, and she sent me a little video, and I noticed right away that, because one of the things I said to her when she was just kind of telling me in the text is that he was you know, struggling with his friend, and she was trying to regulate him, but she was really struggling with that. And I said, he's stressed. And she said, stressed about what? Question mark. And then she shot me a video, and I thought, okay. So then I got to have, you know, kind of the live action footage, which is always cool. It's not always needed. I mean, I could just tell, hey, Stefan, what's happening, man? And the first thing I heard is he was pre-verbal. So he was making sounds, grunts, noises. He was not using his words. This is very important. It's a very telltale sign. But the thing is that she said that he had a friend over. And that immediately told me, and this is something I've done a post-daily dose on this before, but I don't think that parents always hear what I'm saying. And I really want to encourage you, if you've been struggling with your children, you should go on Post Institute's Facebook page, find the videos, and you should watch every post-daily dose, and Christy does some really good Sunday shows too, that we have. I mean, it's free information for you guys, and I swear to God, it's going to be life-changing. But peer interaction, hear me on this, peer interaction is the same physiology as stress. So when your kids, just like your teenagers, when they're together, ultimately, the physiology mimics stress. They could be having a good time, but it's the same physiology as stress. If a child has a small window of tolerance already, that peer interaction alone can cause them to move into dysregulation. And depending on what the history is, all indicates the depth of that dysregulation. So mom sent me the video of her kiddo, and it was very obvious that he was dysregulated. Not only that he was dysregulated, but he wasn't using his words. A four-year-old has the ability, in most instances, to use their words. He was not using his words. That tells me he was regressed to an infantile place. You have to be able to see these kind of things when you're struggling with your challenging children. You've got to be able, and this is why we can't do it, and this is why we really struggle. Hey, Brenda, good evening. The reason we struggle as parents to see our children's dysregulation is because we get stressed too. We get overwhelmed. We get fearful. We start trying to make things happen. We start trying to calm our child what we're really trying to do is to calm our child so we'll feel calm. And that's just backwards. We have to, as adults, we have to be able to regulate ourselves first. If we cannot effectively regulate ourselves first, and the thing is, as a parent, you can fool the rest of the world by talking calm. But your energy doesn't fool anyone, because your energy is what speaks volumes. Alan Shore says 90% of communication, not 99%, Bruce Lipton said that, 90% of communication is nonverbal. Alan Shore says that the core of the self is nonverbal and unconscious and lies in patterns of affect regulation. The core of the self lies in how we, in our regulatory vibe, our regulatory or dysregulatory vibe. Hey, Ellen. And That means that it's not what you say, it's not what you do. It's what you feel when you're doing and saying it. And that vibration speaks everything. And so when your child is stressed out and they're misbehaving, it's obvious that they're stressed out, right? They look stressed. They're acting stressed. But as adults, we've moved so far into our left hemisphere and so far out of our right hemisphere that we have all this irrational cognitive processing and justifying to try to appear that we are calm when in fact we are stressed out. So the beautiful thing is if you send me a video, but I can hear you, and hearing you, in my opinion, is every bit as good as seeing you. So you guys don't have to send me videos of your children. If you're in the Lovolution, you actually can do that. And the reason that mom's texting me is because she's in my Lovolution program and she has access. And I've been telling you about that. NewParentingLovolution.com. And you can get that access and that support and get access to the private Facebook members group. But that's beside the point. If I just hear you, I can hear your words. I can hear the anxiety. And if I can hear the anxiety, your child's feeling the anxiety. So peer interaction equals stress interaction. Okay, so when your child becomes stressed, they're gonna regress. If your child has regressed so far that they are not even able to use their words and they can only grunt and moan and throw stuff, they're completely stressed out, and that means their friends don't need to be there. We move too fast into trying to socialize our children with other children, and their emotional window of tolerance cannot handle it. They have enough of a challenge just being regulated day in and day out, moment to moment, much less trying to regulate another friend. And I know we can feel guilty about that, and we're like, you know, he needs to be able to have his friends, but there's time for friends. Socialization needs to happen in the peer, in the parent-child relationship. That's where the initial core and foundation of socialization occurs. And then remember, as a parent, if you're stressed out, everyone's going to be stressed out. You've all heard the statement, if mom ain't happy, nobody's happy. So if mom or dad's stressed out and you're trying to calm a stressed out child, it's just going to be bad, guys. So I just want to encourage you. I want to keep encouraging you. And I want to keep motivating you and inspiring you to calm yourself down first. Calm yourself down first. Look at the scenario. Your kid could be having all kinds of behavior problems. Stop focusing on him. Look at the other things that you can control immediately, like removing another child from the experience, or turning off lights, or turning off television, or getting some snacks, or just not talking, right? Sometimes we just get anxious and we just talk too freaking much. So there's so many things that we can do that we actually have control over that have nothing to do with our child and their specific behaviors. So I just want to encourage you to start trying to see those things, look at those things a little bit differently, continue working. I know it's not easy. And I just want to say to those of you therapists out there, therapists and parent coaches, coming up May 22nd, I'm having a special series of events. It's a one-day, starts with a one-day trauma therapy training. If you're interested, there's a link in the description. It's the BeverlyHillsTraumaTherapy.com, BeverlyHillsTraumaTherapyTraumaTraining.com. The link's in the description. Check it out. I'd love to see you in Beverly Hills and Los Angeles May 22nd so we can spend a real intense day of emotional breakthroughs and awareness and insights and all that good stuff. Remember, in any given situation, there's always two choices. We can continue to react and get overwhelmed and feel stressed and operate from the past, or we can stop, we can slow down, we can take 3 to 10 deep breaths, and we can choose love. God bless you. Big Papa loves you. Morning motivation, tomorrow morning, not exactly sure about the time because I'm going to be up getting ready to catch a plane, but I will be there. We'll be having something nice for you guys, and then I'll be traveling throughout the day, so you'll be hearing from me off and on. And that's it. Have a fantastic evening. God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon.